measure stuff, like if you put sugar in your coffee, the milk in your coffee, right? Sure, okay. Am I not on? Y'all, this is one crazy morning.
If I turn it on. Everybody has to learn to laugh, okay? I got up this morning about 6 o'clock, and I walked into the kitchen, and I saw Jolly Saint Nick, and it got me kind of sad. Who wants to guess why I got sad seeing Jolly Saint Nick?
He wasn't supposed to be in your house. He was supposed to be giving him the presents.
That's a good answer, Asher. I wasn't expecting that deep of an answer, but Asher said, well, he was supposed to be delivering presents, but he was in my house. Well, he's tired. He's already done that. That was good. That was beyond my comprehension. All right. Why did I get sad?
Because actually, baby Jesus is it.
Yeah. Nobody's thinking, y'all are too spiritual for me. Y'all are too spiritual. Let me tell you why I got sad. I saw old Saint Nick in the coffee area, and all we have in that area are coffee mugs. And they all are Christmas coffee mugs. And guess what we got to do with those Christmas coffee mugs? We got to put them up. That's right, Piper. We got to put them up. And then I started looking through that. And you know what it meant to me? It meant to me that Christmas is over. And I get really excited. I look forward to Christmas Eve. I look forward to family coming in. I look forward to the gift giving. And then all of a sudden, it's like Christmas night. It's over. We have to pack everything up and wait till next year. But then I started thinking, the truth is, Christmas is something we can celebrate all year long. You see, Christmas, here's what Christmas is really about. Christmas.
Celebrating Jesus' birthday.
Celebrating Jesus' birthday and knowing that he grew up to be an adult and to die on the cross for our sins and that he's alive. Jesus is alive right now. We don't have to put up Jesus. We just got to put up decorations. And so, yes, I was a little sad thinking about it coming to an end. But then I realized the whole reason Jesus came was so I could live forever. So we need to be thankful. And did everybody have a good Christmas? Okay. Well, let's be thankful. Let's try to realize that we have Jesus with us all year long. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that they'd understand that Christmas is not about one day a year. It's about the fact that Jesus lives and he died for us, that we could live eternally. And so, Father, I thank you for that truth. In Jesus' name, amen.